Our stars this week, William Ives, Paul Stewart, and Nina Foy. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and famous writer for stage and screen, Mr. Howard Deeks.
The playlist that we are about to present could be hopefully described as a period piece. Hopefully, because we all assume that the days of the famous gangsters, the Capones and the Dillingers, are days of the past. Yet there is a vital point in presenting one of the most exciting films of the 1930s, Public Hero Number One. This is the story of the continual war against crime, and as well, the story of an attractive and innocent girl who gets caught between the forces of the underworld and the undercover agents of the FBI.
Get out before I kill you.
I didn't mean to hit you, Sonny. I lost my head.
Get out. Both of you. A guy is finished in this gang when he loses his head over a dame. Even when the dame is my own sister.
In one moment, three shining stars, Paul Stewart, William Ife, and Nina Foch, in Public Hero Number One. We are inside the grim stone walls of Central State Prison. Warden Ray Small and a guard are leading a new prisoner to his cell.
If you think you can keep me in this dump, you're crazy. I'll bust out of here in 3 months.
Quieter, you'll get another taste of this, Billy.
The new prisoner is Jeff Crane, played by Paul Stewart. And Jeff says he is very tough. But Jeff is about to be placed in a cell with Sonny Black, played by William Ife. And everybody knows that Sonny is tough.
All right, Peters, this is the cell.
Warden, you mean in here with Sonny Black?
Right. We'll just see how tough Mr. Jeff Crane is.
But Warden Crane is the first to...
I know, and Black's been up before.
Well, it's against the rules, sir, but if you say so...
I do say so, and I'm the one who makes the rules. Now then, Crane.
Yeah.
You see that man inside the cell there on the lower bunk?
Well?
That's your cellmate, Sonny Black. I hope you two get along.
We'll get along all right. I'll see to that.
Well, maybe I should tell you a thing or two about Sonny.
Yeah, and maybe you should save your breath.
Sonny's got his back turned, and he's pretending to be asleep. But he isn't.
At least he's got his mouth shut. It's more than I can say about some people.
I was trying to make a point,
sure.
Crane. I'm putting you in with Sonny because you pretend to be as tough as Sonny is.
Take off these bracelets a minute, and you'll see how tough I am.
Well, if you want to prove you're tough, prove it to Sonny. Maybe I'd better warn you about something.
All right, go ahead and warn me.
Sonny's what the doctors call a psychotic who's suffering from progressive paranoia. Right now, he's only a little bit nuts. But sooner or later, we'll have to put him away in a place for the criminally insane.
Okay, he's as nutty as a fruitcake, so what?
Well, I hope you'll let Sonny be an example for you.
Yeah?
In fact, if you'll watch Sonny and then do just the opposite, you'll get along better. You might even find out that the law can be fair.
Fair? Oh, that's good.
Yes, the law can be fair.
Sure, fair. I stick up a crummy beer joint and get 12 lousy bucks so they put me away for 10 years. You call that fair?
During the whole look, your gun jammed or you would have killed a man. Do you call that fair?
10 years for 12 lousy bucks. Well, I'm telling you right now, you won't keep me here, not for long.
We'll see. Them raise the bar, Peters.
Yes, sir. Bar up on block 4.
Fire up on block 4. Come
on
up.
Here's the key.
Yes, sir. Well, inside, tough guy.
I'll get you for that shove, Peters. Yeah, and for those cracks on the head, too.
Bar down on block 4.
Bar down on block 4. Coming down.
All right, Crane. Hands up here to the bars. I'll take off the cuffs.
Sure, it's safe now that you got me locked up.
Tell Sonny how tough you are. I'm not interested. There you are.
All right, Peter. Beginning tomorrow morning, detail Jeff and Sonny to the mop job in the guard's lounge.
You put me in a flunky job like that.
We'll keep you busy in the lounge, Mug.
The lounge detail is especially for tough guys like you and Sonny, Jeff. There's always at least one guard right on top of you.
Not only that, the warden here comes around every day at noon sharp for inspection.
Come along, Peter.
So long, tough guy. Don't bust out before tomorrow morning.
Hey, you. You want a lower bunk, I got news for you. From now on, you're taking the upper bunk, and I'm taking the lower. Get me? Well, can't you say anything?
Sure. I can say something.
Okay, then say it.
Sure. Just let me stand up here a minute. Now, what I've got to say is this. I'll get up. I'll say it again. Got enough, huh?
You got me down now, but I'll fix you for this, Black.
Sure. You're Jeff Crane, the tough guy.
Yeah.
I heard you tell the warden.
Yeah, my time will come, and I'll show you how tough I am.
Don't make me laugh. You're a first offender, a punk. You come in here and try to get tough with me. And for all you know, I'm a member of the Purple Gang. Sort of scares you, huh?
Listen, Sonny, if I'd known you were a member of the Purple Gang, I never would have...
Well, you didn't know it. You still don't know it.
Listen, I'm going to bust my way out of this joint. I wasn't kidding about that.
Sure, yeah.
I figured it would take me a while to find the right guy to help me. What's so funny?
You're not only a punk, you're a dumb punk.
I don't get you.
Yeah, the cops and the feds give their right arm to know if I'm a member of the Purple Gang, sure. For all I know, they put you in here as a plant.
Me work with the cops?
No, even the cops wouldn't think a plant as dumb as you.
Then you'll help me lay him out of here.
Now, listen, Jeff. Don't let me have to repeat this.
Yeah?
First of all, I'm boss in this cell, right?
Sure, if you say so, right.
Second, I'm not helping you lamb out of here or do anything else.
You're willing to stay in here in this crummy hole? Oh, no, not if you...
Now, listen to me again, punk.
Well?
The next time you mention the Purple Gang, I'm going to take the heel of this boot and spread your nose all over your face. You get that?
I only said what I heard of you.
Yes, shut up. Now, as for lambing out of here, I want to get out of here, sure, but... Well, when I go, I'll go out with somebody that's got brains in his head, not just a loud tongue. When I go, I won't go with a lousy punk.
Mess
detail, place tables. Prisoners, be seated. I'd like to get that guy Peters up alone sometime.
You sure got a tough talking bunkie, Sonny.
Yeah, don't tell me. I have to listen to it all the time.
The stuff is slop. I can't eat the slop.
He says he can't eat the slop, huh, Sonny?
Sure, he's been here a month and nothing's pleased him yet.
I tell you, this stuff is slop.
When he talked about lambing out, I'm surprised he stayed with us this long.
Yes, Sonny, sure, Jeff's tough, all right. If you don't believe it, ask him.
There'll be no talking during lunch period.
Yeah.
Got my eye on you men at table 7.
Okay, you guys think I'm that tough.
Number 39063, Jeff Crane. Silence at the mess table.
Okay, so I'll show you who's tough.
Listen, you men, all of you.
Yes, Crane, be seated.
This food is slop. It stinks. You think I'll eat slop? I'll tell you what I'm going to do with it.
Call the warden, General Alarm, extra guard detail on the double.
This is what I'm going to do with this slop. I'm going to give it to you, Peters.
Your
hold it out. You're not so tough now, Sonny. Okay, I'll throw your plate for you. Come on, men, throw it at him. Let him have it.
Set your fool, it's the warden and the guard.
Oh, he's afraid of the warden and the guard. Come on, you rats, I'll fight every one of you.
Peter!
Here, warden.
Let him have it, knock him out.
Okay, Crane, you asked for it.
I'll fight every one of you. Bunch of rats.
You want more, huh?
Okay, Warden.
Now listen to me, you men, all of you. Fire!
Fire! So, what just happened to Jeff Crane? Any man here wants some more of the same?
Now that the troublemakers got his, they don't seem so anxious, Warden.
Oh, you get this. For attempting to start a riot in the mess hall, Jeff Crane goes into the hole. Bread and water. 21 days.
21 days?
Muller, you and Peel take Crane to the hole. Don't be too gentle with him.
Right, Peters. Okay, tough guy.
All right, you men. You can stop beating.
What?
Quiet! Get up! As discipline for the disorder we just had here, today's midday meal is hereby canceled. The next time you'll get worse. Now, quiet! All right, Peters, take over and clear him out.
All right, you all heard the warden. No lunch today. Mess detail, rise. Mess detail, turn. Mess detail, march.
Oh, 21 days.
Yeah, it's the worst yet.
Think he can take it, Sonny?
Well, I don't know, but if he's still standing when he comes out.
Yeah?
I'd almost be willing to believe the punk is as tough as he says he is. All right. I got to hand it to you, Jeff. You got guts.
You mean that, Sonny?
No brains, maybe, but guts.
Okay, you two can the chatter.
Listen, Peters, Crane's been in the hole for 21 days.
Thanks for telling me. I only put him there.
Yeah, 21 days in a place no bigger than a broom closet. No light. No air. Nothing to eat but bread and water. You don't want him to open this trap?
Look, how can a guy read the sports section with a couple of cons whispering behind his back? Okay, go over there and mop the other end of the lounge. Don't have to listen to your yakety yet.
The rug and mop here.
Don't touch that rug, son.
Listen, I don't like it any better than you do. We got a concrete floor and the screw's got a rug. We got a mop here.
Listen, I know how we can get out of here.
Sure. That's the first thing I ever heard you say.
But I did a lot of thinking when I was in the hole. Now I've got it.
You got what? A couple of guns, maybe?
We'll have a gun in 2 minutes.
The hole got you, huh? Sure, I've seen it happen.
I tell you, I've got to listen to me.
Okay, if it'll make you any happier.
Now, you pretend there's something wrong with this end of the rug. Get Peters over to look at it.
You nuts or something?
Get Peters standing on this end of the rug. Maybe stooping over to look at something.
Yeah, when he doesn't find it, he conks me, huh?
Oh, no. I'm trying to tell you. When Peters leans over, gets off balance, I'll be at the other end of the rug and I'll snatch it out from under him.
You wait. It might work.
And as he falls, you'll grab his gun.
It might work. It will work. Go on. Get to the other end of the rug.
Okay.
Hey, Peters.
I told you I'm reading the sports section, didn't I?
Okay, read it for all I care, but there's something funny with this rug.
Funny with the rug? Listen, Sonny, what can be funny with a rug?
Forget I mentioned it. Must be out of my mind trying to help a screw.
All right. So what's the gag?
And what are you guards doing here in your recreation period? Throw acid at each other?
Acid? What are you talking about?
And look there in the rug. Acid all over it.
Where?
There, right there. There.
Okay, wise guy. What are you trying to pull?
I'm not pulling anything. It's Jeff.
Jeff, pull! Hey!
Didn't have to hit him that hard. You might have killed him.
Yeah. That's what I hope. Come on, the guards lock us. Go on, Timmy, quick.
Yeah, right with you. Look at this. Peter's Sunday blue suds just fits him.
Come on, don't bother with the ties. We can pass a couple of crummy visitors.
Yeah, if we're lucky.
Oh, no, you don't. All right, Warden, don't move. Okay, Jeff.
Get that gun he was reaching for.
You men can't get away with this.
You... Shut up or I'll give you another one.
I got the gun, Jeff.
If we're lucky, you said. Jeff, brother, how lucky can you get?
We aren't out of here yet.
No, but we're on our way and in style. We're going to drive out through the gates and our pal, the warden, will be at the wheel. Like this.
I'm a safe, careful driver. For your information, the speed is cut down by governors on the engine.
Sure, we would pick your car.
Holy smoke, they're shooting at us.
You men thought you'd be safe with me in here, but you're wrong.
You mean they shoot with you in here?
Their orders to shoot at escaping prisoners no matter what.
They're still gaining, Jeff. Turn right up there.
Yeah, but it's a narrow road, lots of curves.
Turn right, I tell you, turn right.
Okay. Here we go.
Made it. They'll never make it going as fast as they are.
Yeah, they'll have to stop and back up. I see what you meant now, Sonny.
Okay, now stop the car.
I'll be right after.
Stop the car, Bunk!
Okay. Okay, now what?
Don't ask questions.
Don't get your right here, Flack. Both of you.
Oh, yeah, that's what you think.
Oh, oh. Sonny, what are you...
Come on, come on. Help me spread him out across the road.
Okay. Right with you.
Come on, here they come. Get back in the car. They got me, Jeff. Go on. Go on, you can make it.
Fool, I wouldn't leave you here. Here. Over my shoulder.
To get you, too.
Come on. Into this car with you.
I'm going to make it around this curve.
Hold on.
They'll let him catch us now. Not if they stop to take care of the warden.
Is he bad?
Yeah, the chest. I think the bullet's still there.
Got to get you to a safe place.
Yeah.
But where?
I've got to hide out here, Father. I'll tell you how to get there if I live long enough.
Feel any better, Sonny?
Yeah, some. Another drink, Mrs. Belton.
You had a whole pint, don't you think that's...
Shut up and get the drink.
Okay, Sonny, okay. Be right back with it.
Aren't you sort of tough in the old days?
What do you mean?
You're going to need friends with that slug in you. Can you trust her?
Yeah. You want it in 3 states, I can trust you. How's this for a hideout, Humphrey?
Only 20 miles from Detroit, and it's like being out in the country. It's perfect.
The storm was perfect, too, coming from the wind.
Yeah, they'd never expect us to take the dirt roads in this rain.
Here's your drink, Sonny.
Now, you took your time.
Jeff, hold it for me, huh? Okay. Yeah. Now listen to me, Sonny.
Yeah.
You've got to have help. I tried to dig that slug out of you, but
you did your best.
Yeah, but isn't there somebody who can help you?
I'll be all right.
But, Sonny, there is. Your sister.
What do you mean? My sister?
She's a nurse. She's written you 3 letters. I opened them. Like you said, you'll be in stir.
I told her not to write to me. What does she want?
It seems your uncle died. She sent you some papers to sign.
Papers?
Inheritance papers. Your uncle left the both of you a farm.
Yeah, that's just what I need, a farm. Look, burn those papers.
Yeah, but, Sonny, she said you had to sign them to close the estate. She said she might come out...
I told you to burn those papers.
All right, Sonny, I was just trying to help
you. Your sister live around here, Sonny?
No, in the east. Jeff, please, more of that drink.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still losing a lot of blood. Haven't you got any friends around here? I mean, well, maybe some members of your gang?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Sonny, you look bad. Let me call the boys at the hideout.
Shut up! Take it easy, Sonny. Take it easy.
Sonny, I thought it was okay to mention it with Jeff. He saved your life, didn't he?
Look, Sonny, you don't have to tell me anything. You don't trust me, do you?
I don't trust anybody.
Okay, there's no more I can do for you. I'll get out of here.
Wait. Jeff, wait.
Yeah?
Look, I might die. I gotta have a doctor.
Let your pals get a doctor. You trust them.
Well, they're all hot. They can't go into town. Jeff, listen.
Yeah?
Get a doctor for me. I'll take you in with us.
All right. I'll do my best.
More drink. Hold it.
Okay, Sonny. Hey, yeah.
There, I feel better now. You'll have to hitchhike in.
Yeah, I know. That warden's car is as hot as a $2 pistol.
Well, I'll get the boys to get rid of it while you're gone.
Yeah.
Hurry, Jeff.
Yeah, but it's going to be tough hitchhiking in this storm.
Yeah, and if this keeps up, that Rush Creek Bridge might wash out like last summer.
Go to King Street, Jeff. Get Doc Glass.
Doc Glass on King Street. Oh, gunshot has to be reported, you know. Can you trust him?
Sure, he does all our work.
Yeah, you can trust him if you can keep him sober. He lost his license.
Hurry, Jeff. Don't let anything get in the way.
Oh, I'll get it, Sonny.
I'll do my best, Sonny. I'll steal a car in town and bring this Doc Glass as fast as I can.
Hello?
Western Union Telegram for Mr. Sonny O'Reilly. Is this Mr. O'Reilly's telephone?
Mr. O'Reilly? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. That's right.
Just a minute. I'll read the message.
You waiting for something, Jeff?
Huh? No. I'm on my way.
Here is the message. Worried about your not answering. Stop. Arrived by car on Friday. Signed, Terry O'Reilly. Do you wish me to repeat the message?
No. No, I got it. Thank you. Sonny, it's a telegram from your sister.
What does she want now?
Well, the telegram says she's driving through. She'll arrive Friday. Friday, that's today.
Okay, Mrs. Belson, you'll take care of us, eh?
Sonny, what'll I do?
Well, when she gets here, you never heard of me. You bought the house from a real estate agent. He said the guy who used to own it moved to California.
Sonny, are you all right?
I'm all right, but as far as my sister's concerned, I'm dead.
That's the whole story, huh, Jeff?
That's it, Mr. Duff. I'm sorry we had to conk the warden, but there didn't seem to be any other way.
Oh, he's got a lump on the head. He'll be all right.
Was he in on this thing?
Not all the way. He had instructions to put you in the cell with Sonny Black. That was all.
Oh.
Now, think hard, Jeff. Is there anything more at all that might connect Sonny with the Purple Gang?
I told you everything. Tisn't much, but Sonny's very cagey.
But he will take you in with his gang if you get this Dr. Glass back there in time, right?
That's what he said.
What's your best hunch, Jeff? You think Sonny really is a member of the Purple Gang?
I think he is. I got the feeling from the way the real tough guys treated him in the prison. Sonny was treated like a kingpin. They say I haven't got any more facts, Mr. Duff, but somehow I know Sonny's in the Purple Gang.
But you have no idea where the main hideout of the gang is, huh?
Now, Mrs. Belson was about to say something about it, but Sonny shut her up.
Okay, Jeff, get going. You find a car down front, it's got phony plates on it. And
right.
Some way, you've got to keep in touch here.
Well, there's a phone in the house. I'll watch out and just take my chances. Well, so long, Mr.
Oh, just a moment, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I've sent a report to Washington on what you've done. How you risked your life to get Sonny Black out of prison.
Well,
now, don't try to say anything. Just get out there with that doctor and keep Sonny Black alive. When Sonny leads us to the Purple Gang, we'll finish the job.
I'll do my best, Mr. Duff. I hope this storm lets up so I can get back.
You'll get back, Jeff. The Purple Gang has taken more than $1 million in holdups. They've murdered 11 American citizens in cold blood. You've got to get back. And remember this. Your whole outfit is back of you from the bottom to the top. Every member of the FBI. We will return to Public Hero Number 1, starring William Ice, Paul Stewart, and Nina Foch. McLean, who has just broken out of prison with Sonny Black, is not a desperate criminal after all, but is in fact an undercover agent of the FBI. But Jeff and the FBI believe that Sonny is a member of the notorious Purple Gang, or can lead them to the gang's hideout. So at this moment, Jeff is driving through the storm with the disreputable Dr. Glass, who is to treat Sonny for a gunshot wound.
Isn't that Rush Creek Bridge just around this corner, Dr. Glass?
Oh, it is, my friend, but you won't ever get across it. Haven't got a drink, have you?
You've asked me that 19 times.
I wish I had 19 drinks.
Well, then you operate on a man if you're drinking.
Only way I can operate. I haven't operated sober in years. I remember the time after that Springfield bank job. I had to cut 8 Tommy gun slugs out of
who?
My friend, you seem awful anxious to know things. All these questions you've been asking.
Didn't I tell you I'm Sonny Black's pal?
Yeah, so you did. So, let Sonny tell you about the 8 Tommy gun slugs. He was there. Of course, now, if you could offer me a drink...
For the 20th time, I haven't got a drink.
Yeah, neither have I. No money to buy one. Here, my friend, look at this bundle.
You said your surgical instruments were in there.
Correct. Wrapped in newspaper as I pawned my instrument bag to buy a drink. My friend, drink is an evil thing. Watch out!
You hurt, Dr. Glass?
No, my friend. Glass all over me, but I'm not hurt.
Fool. Stopped his car right on the entrance of the bridge.
The bridge is covered with water anyway. We couldn't cross it.
We'll cross it if we have to swim. Start this thing.
My friend, it seems swimming will be faster than the car at that.
Doc, something must have jarred loose.
Anybody get hurt back here?
What? No fault of yours, lady. Stopping your car right in the middle of the road.
Well, there's water on the bridge. I was afraid to cross.
Well, I'm not afraid to cross, and I'm crossing in your car. Come on, Dr. Glenn.
Now, just a minute.
You heard me. Your car didn't get banged up, so I'm taking it. Come on, Doc.
Well, my friend, I better get out of this rain attack. My instruments will get wet.
You are not taking my car.
Get in, Doc. Listen, lady, if you want to cross the bridge with us, okay, but we're crossing in your car.
Don't you get in that car. I'll call the police.
Go ahead and call the police.
All right, then. This'll fix you.
Give me that key, you.
I won't. Now, there. Now you'll have to tear my clothes off to get it. And I dare you to do it.
Yeah, you dumb game of...
Seems to have you there, Jeff, my friend. Incidentally, I can see that you know practically nothing about women.
I don't want to know anything about a dumb dame like this. No, I want that key and I'm not going to...
Wait, my friend. Let me try.
You won't get the key either.
Young lady, I'm a doctor. Surgeon.
I don't care who you are.
This somewhat impetuous young man is Jeff Crane.
I certainly don't care who he is.
When our little accident happened, he was taking me to attend a man who was critically ill. If I don't get there in a hurry, man's bleeding to death, he may die. Now, does that make any difference to you?
Well, No, I don't believe it.
You don't believe the man will die?
I can smell whiskey on your breath. I can take one look at you and tell that you're a drunken sot.
True. Sad, but true.
I happen to be a nurse, and I don't believe for a minute that you're a doctor.
Okay, Doc, you've tried, and Sonny's dying. Now we'll do it my way.
You? What are you going to do?
Take that key by force, if that's the way you want it.
Take your hands off me!
Just a minute, Jeff, please. Very simple matter for me to prove to the young lady that I am a doctor.
If you really are a doctor, you can have the car. But I don't believe it.
Very well. Look inside this bundle. They're only wrapped in newspapers, but if you're a nurse, you'll know what they are. Yeah.
These newspapers here.
Huh?
Sonny Black and Jeff Crane wanted in a jailbreak.
You fool. You would use paper with our pictures in it.
You're Jeff Crane.
All right, so I'm Jeff Crane, and the cops are after me.
But this picture here, This isn't Sonny Black.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought it was a good picture of Sonny.
No. His name isn't Sonny Black. It isn't.
Okay, but he's dying just the same, and we
better... Oh, no. We can't let him. Here's the key. Hurry.
Wait a minute here. Just what do you know about Sonny Black?
His name is Sonny O'Reilly. Now, please hurry. I know. Because I'm Sonny's sister. Here's your milk, Sonny.
Okay.
Dr. Glass says you're almost well now.
Yeah. Turns out the bandage is gone, but I'm okay.
No, Sonny. You're not okay.
Just what do you mean by that?
Maybe your wound's all right, but you're not. I'm not sure you ever will be.
Now, listen, Terry. If you're going to start that stuff again...
You know I'm right. Just as I was years ago when you got into trouble for the first time.
Sure, sure. Some dopey doctor says I'm a little bit nuts, so you believe him. You take his side against me.
I said then, and I'll say now. I want to help you.
I don't
Please
need
let me help.
Help
you, Sonny.
I don't need any. You or anybody else. Doing all right. I'm going to do even better. Now lay off of me, will you? If you haven't got anything else to talk about, shut up! Now then, anything else in your mind?
Yes, Sonny, there is.
Well?
I was talking to Jeff last night, and...
It seems to me you're always talking to Jeff. So what?
Well, I don't understand Jeff, Sonny.
No?
No, he says such nice things. He seems such a nice person, but I know he isn't.
You mean he's no better than your brother? He's a crook. That's what you mean. Well?
Oh, Sonny, please, can't you change? It isn't too late.
Now, listen to me, Terry. I don't want to have to say this again.
Please, Sonny, please.
I didn't ask you to come here. Sure, you've done a lot for me. You and Jeff both. You've helped me to get well. I didn't ask you to do it, either of you.
Sonny, you're my brother. I'd do anything for you.
Sure, sure. Just like when we were kids. After Mom died, always a goody-goody, always trying to reform me. All right. It didn't work when we were kids. It won't work now.
Sonny. You would change. Jeff would. I know he would.
Did Jeff tell you that?
Oh, no, he didn't tell me. But somehow I know Jeff's good inside. I know it.
Now, wait a minute. Just what's going on between you and Jeff?
Nothing, Sonny, really.
Oh, no, look, you can't kid me. Are you in love with that guy?
Well, I...
Is he in love with you? Out with it, is he?
I don't know. I suppose I do know, but he hasn't said anything. But he would, Sonny, if he could be honest about it. If he didn't have to hide from the police. Sonny, please change. Please. Because I know if you did, Jeff would, too. Somehow I know.
Now, look, Terry. I just got through telling you. You couldn't reform me when we were kids. You can't do it now. You go on back east and live your own life. As for Jeff...
Yes?
I made Jeff a promise. I told Jeff if he'd help me, I'd take him in with us.
No, Sonny, please, you won't.
If Jeff doesn't want to come in with us, that's up to him. But we're working again tomorrow night.
Good work, Jeff. Great.
Thank you, Mr. Duff.
I'll get Kilgore here and get going on it. Miss Rick.
Yes, Mr. Duff.
Send in Kilgore at once, please.
Right away, Mr. Duff.
Well, Jeff, we'll need to bring in FBI men from Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Chicago.
Oh, you have time. It's tonight, you know.
We'll use special planes if we have to. Oh, Kilgore?
Yes, Mr. Duff.
Jeff's pulled it off. We've got him cold.
Good boy, Jeff. So Sonny Black is a member of the Purple Gang, eh?
Not just a member, the leader. Sonny Black is public enemy number one. But not after tonight.
What's the picture, Chief?
Jeff and Sonny's sister nurse Sonny back to health. And now Jeff is in the mob.
Good, good. Where can we round them up?
Well, Jeff doesn't know where the gang hideout is yet.
Sonny's taking me on a job tonight, the first job since we broke jail.
I see. And what's the job?
Well, I don't know that either yet. Sonny said he'd tell me just before we leave tonight.
And Jeff will leave the location in a note. I know where to look for the note. We'll need to bring in extra men, Kilgore, to get busy.
Right, Mr. Duff. I'll get right on it.
Oh, and Kilgore.
Yes, sir?
I just talked to Washington. I gave him Jeff's entire story. Washington will have a wire open tonight, and I want to know how we come out so there are not to be any mistakes by any of us. Understand?
Right, Mr. Duff.
Before I go, Mr. Duff, I'd like to ask you a favor.
Well, you've earned any favor I can grant, Jeff. What is it?
Well, sir, it's about the girl. She's absolutely straight, so can we keep her out of it?
You've sort of fallen for the girl, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
She know it?
I haven't spoken to her, though, but we both know it.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the girl, Jeff. I've been worrying about her.
Worrying? Why?
Well, from the moment you started talking about her, I knew you were in love with her. I'm sure the girl is straight, as you say, but Sonny Black, Sonny O'Reilly, is her brother. That puts you and the girl on different sides, right?
It would if she knew I'm FBI.
She'll have to know it sooner or later, and that's a problem you'll have to face when the time comes. Meanwhile, I want your solemn promise on one thing.
Yes, Mr. Duff?
A man in love can do strange things, Jeff. Promise me you won't let anything happen between you and the girl that might prevent us from getting her brother and his gang. But, Jeff?
I'm an FBI man.
Good. Now get back out there to Sonny's house and let's get ready to roll.
Now cut the talk, Terry, will you, and keep your hands out of my business. Do you hear me?
Sonny, I beg you. Go back to prison and finish your sentence. Then you can start all over. You'll have the farm, and I'll have some money.
I told you to mind your own business, didn't I? Now, you know what happens when I get mad.
I don't care how mad you get. I won't let you go. Not even if I have to call in the police.
Why, you...
All right, Sonny, take your hands off her.
Oh, blabbermouth, so it's you, huh? Okay, when I finish with her, I'm going to give you yours.
Sonny!
All right, you ass for it.
He's got a gun!
You knocked me down, huh? I ought to kill you, Jeff.
Please, Sonny, I didn't mean it.
You've been mooning around over her ever since she got her. Yeah. Maybe I ought to kill you both.
Sonny, I swear I didn't mean to hit you. I lost my head.
Get out. Both of you. There's no room in this gang for a guy who loses his head over a dame. Not even when the dame is my sister. Now, both of you, get out!
The whole story, gentlemen, and I... Well, I guess there's nothing I can say.
Where's the girl now, Jeff?
I don't know, Mr. Duff. I drove her into town here. All the way in, she tried to make me promise to go straight, but I told her I couldn't until I finished a certain job. She gave me an address in the East that will forward mail to her.
You didn't tell her what that certain job was, did you?
Please, Mr. Duff, I know I bungle things, but I'm not that dumb.
All right, men, there's nothing we can do now but wait until we get a report on the job being pulled. We can hope, but experience tells us by that time it'll be too late.
Mr. Duff, I've got an idea that I'd like to work on.
I warned you about the girl, didn't I?
Sure, Mr. Duff, but
In the FBI, Jeff, there are no buts. If you go out, please turn in your badge and your gun.
All right, Mr. Duff. But I'm not quitting. Gang's hideout, eh, Doc?
This is it, my friend. Red Barn Roadhouse. Dumb carpet and everything looking for the purple gang in the red roadhouse.
Very cozy underground garage. But who operates that door?
Science operates that door, my friend.
Oh.
You drive up, a photoelectric guy opens the door. You drive in, and the door closes. Here, let's get a drink out of the refrigerator over here.
They really got everything, haven't they? Huh? Any guns here, Doc?
Only enough to outfit a regiment. But the drink's what I'm interested in. So
sure, Doc, sure. But where do they keep the guns?
Over there in that big cabinet. Wait a minute here.
This cabinet?
That cabinet. Wait a minute. There's something funny here.
Oh, yeah. Here's a good-looking 45. Now, Doc, you were saying something?
Yes, something's funny, my friend. You said Sonny and the gang would be here. I don't see Sonny and the gang.
I said Sonny and the gang had gone out to pull a big job. They want you even to get back in case anybody is hurt, so Sonny asked me to bring you here.
Well, you didn't know how to get here, my friend. I had to show you the way.
Well, that's true, because I forgot
to... And they never call me until they get back. Mrs. Belson's always here to patch the guys up. And they never call me unless they need surgery.
Well, tonight they're out in a very big job, Doctor.
My friend, I'm just an old drunken sot. But once in a while, I get a pure hunch. And I'm never wrong. You want me to tell you my hunch about you? Huh?
Okay, Doc. You want to.
Jeff Crane, I've got a hunch you're a copper. Am I right?
Yes, Doc, you're right.
I'm
sorry, but this is going to hurt you worse than it does me. And you're still being at your private wire, Mr. Duff. This is Jeff Crane.
Well?
The Purple Gang's out on a job, all right, and I'm here in their hideout.
You're in the... Oh, where is it, Jeff? Quick.
It's only about 10 blocks away from you.
Yes, yes.
It's the Red Barn Roadhouse, a dump of a cabaret on Miller Avenue.
Yes, I know where it is.
The roadhouse part of it is just a blind. The gang's got an underground garage that's set it up like a fort. Now back, Mr. Duff, you better hurry.
I'm on my way.
Night, no lives lost.
Tonight's the slickest one we ever pulled, Sonny.
Sure, that's because Sonny's back.
Oh, those dumb coppers will be chasing us in 3 states and we're right under their noses.
How much you figure the take will run, Sonny?
Oh, I'd say close to 100 G's. Ah, that cashier, what? You remember the funny look in his pan when you let him have it in the gut? Hey, what's that?
It's Doc Glass, over here by the icebox. Looks like he's been conked.
Yeah, he probably hit himself over the head with a bottle.
He's coming out of it, Sonny. We'll find out.
Yeah, find out.
You won't have to wait to find out, Sonny.
Jeff.
I can tell you.
Jeff Crane.
Oh, you guys get him up, just like Sonny.
Hey, what was it?
You over there, you too.
Well, you're a yellow-bellied copper, huh, Crane?
More or less, yes. FBI.
You don't think you'll get out of here alive, do you?
I think so.
I don't think so, Jeff. I can tell you somebody else who doesn't think you'll get out alive.
All right, Sonny, tell me.
Mrs. Belson doesn't think you'll get out alive.
That's supposed to be funny. Where is Mrs. Belson?
Right here.
You, Miss Belson. How'd you know he was in here?
I didn't. The upstairs buzzer rang when you guys drove in, so I came down the back stairs like always. Him and I saw him with the drop on you guys. I just let him have it.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that? Everybody
report.
It's a fight.
Yeah.
Really, my friend, what's going on here?
Doc, listen.
Holy smoke. There's at least 50 of them.
Yes. Too many for us, Doc. Come on, let's get out of here.
Yes, Sonny.
We'll let the other guys fight it out with the cops. You and I are sneaking out the back way.
Sonny, what about Jeff Crane?
We'll meet again, and when we do, I'm going to kill him.
Obviously, Sonny Black and Jeff Crane haven't seen the last of each other. And Jeff hasn't seen the last of Sonny's lovely sister, Terry. So we'll return in a moment to William Ice, Paul Stewart, and Nina Fosh in Public Hero Number 1. Oh, 3 weeks have passed since most of the notorious Purple Gang was wiped out. But the FBI is still hunting for Sonny Black and Doc Glass.
At this moment, FBI agent Jeff Crane is in the office of his chief, Mr. Duff, and Jeff is saying...
Please, Mr. Duff, I'd rather be shot than have to face this.
In order, Jeff, I'm sorry. If you'll tell anybody where Sonny is, I think she might tell you if she knows.
But that's where you're wrong.
I mean to find out now. She's here.
Here in Detroit?
She's been here all the time. She's got a job as a cashier in a third-rate movie. All right, Miss Rick?
Yes, Mr. Duff.
You know what to say, Jeff, and remember, I'll be listening here behind the screen.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, Terry. I suppose you know I'm a member of the FBI.
I read the papers. Gang trapped by Jeff Crane. They should have said by Jeff Crane, traitor.
I know how you feel. I'm not sure I blame you. But there's something I want to say to you.
I was brought here by the police. I suppose they can make me listen.
Well, please listen carefully. In all the holdups and killings committed by Sonny's gang, nobody's ever seen Sonny do an actual killing. Now, that's very important.
Is it?
Yes, it means that he's caught. He'll go up for a long stretch, but maybe he won't go to the chair.
Why do you tell me this?
Because if Sonny keeps running away from the law, sooner or later he will kill somebody. And there'll be no hope for him.
Well?
If you know where he is, Terry, help me catch him. Help me catch him before it's too late. We can get him before he kills somebody. I'll do everything in my power to help him. And that's a promise.
You know how much your promises are worth to me. I remember some other promises you made.
I meant them, Terry, and I mean them now. Terry, please, I beg you, I'll do anything.
No. Let me say something to you, Jeff Crane.
Please, Terry.
If it hadn't been for you, Sonny would still be in prison. He'd be safe.
He was our one hope of running down his gang, a gang of killers.
Just the same. If Sonny kills anybody now, you will be responsible. And now let me tell you this. If Sonny ever needs help, and I can do anything for him, I'll do it. Whether it's against the law or not. I'm the only one he's got left. I don't know where Sonny is. But if I did, you'd be the last man on earth I'd tell.
All right, Jeff. I think he can go now.
So you had one of your spies listening?
Yes, I was listening, Miss O'Reilly. And I believe you. I believe you don't know where your brother is.
Mr. Duff, there's something big that you...
Oh.
All right, Kilgore. Miss O'Reilly's just going. And I hope, Miss O'Reilly, maybe someday things will be better for you and Jeff Crane.
We've got Doc Glass.
Where is he?
A cell in the federal building.
What about Sonny?
Glass swears he doesn't know where Sonny is, and here's what's going to make it tough to find him.
Yeah?
Well, Doc Glass says Sonny's broke. Hasn't got a cent. But also, he's a changed man.
What do you mean?
Just after they got to win the big fight, Doc Glass did a facial operation on Sonny. He says now he doesn't even look like the same person.
I'd recognize Sonny anywhere, no matter what his face looks like. You think you could, Jeff?
I know I could. I also think I know how to find him.
Well?
I think Terry was right. Now she's all Sonny's got left. If Sonny's broke, sooner or later he'll go to Terry for help.
I'll detail a couple of men to watch her rooming house. Kilgo, you and Jeff will watch the theater where she works from here on out.
Well, Jeff, looks like we wasted another day.
Yep.
15 minutes from now, Terry will be closing the ticket window. We're going home.
Oh, let's see. How long does today make it?
Almost a month.
Yeah, that's right. We've both been missing our vacation. Jeff?
Well,
don't answer if you don't want to, but you're in love with the girl, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I always will be.
I've known it was tough on you. Stuck here in the store, having to stare across the street at her for hours every day. Here, let me get in your place. You take the rest of the night off.
Wait.
Wait, Kilgo. You see something?
Man in a brown suit, gray fedora.
Let me get up to this window with the glasses. Yeah.
See him?
I'd never have known him if you hadn't pointed him out.
What's he doing now?
Buying a ticket. No, wait a minute.
Yeah?
She slipped him a little envelope with his ticket. Yeah? Uh-huh. Now he's going in the theater.
I hoped it wouldn't happen, and now it's happened. Okay, Kildo. Let's go.
Don't let us see you, Jeff.
He won't see me. Got my hat down, my face turned.
Manager tipped off.
He's supposed to turn on the lights the minute we enter the theater.
Jeff!
She sees you. Recognizes you even with your face turned.
Jeff, no.
She's running inside the theater.
Come on, we've got to get to him first.
Want me to try to wing him?
Might hit somebody. Come on. Cover the other exit. I'll go in here. Sonny!
I'm in here, rat. Come on in.
I am coming in, Sonny. If you don't shoot, you'll have a chance.
I got this exit covered, Jeff.
Stay there. Drop your gun, Sonny, and I'll do my best to help you.
Oh, like you helped me once before. Well, here's how I pay you back.
Shoot, Jeff! Shoot! He'll kill you! Shoot! He's behind a pillar for me! Why don't you shoot, Jeff? He'll kill you! I shot him now! Got him, Jeff! Got him!
I think he cut me.
The doctors say you're going to be all right now, Jeff. All you need is good care and plenty of rest.
Thanks, Mr. Duff.
Seems you're getting a promotion, too. Agent in charge of the Denver office. Not to mention a big pat on the back from Washington.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're thinking about her, Jeff?
You know where she is, Mr. Duff?
Well, yes, yes. I thought you might want to know, so I've had a couple of men sort of keep an eye on her during the 2 weeks that you got shot.
Where's she now?
Well, at this particular moment, I'd say she's getting on the 4 o'clock train for the East. Car K-15, compartment 9. Jeff, the time right now happens to be 3:42.
Will you help me put on my clothes, Mr. Duff?
No, Jeff, I absolutely will not. Here's your pants.
I think I can make it if I rush.
Now, listen, you got a couple of holes in you, so don't rush too fast. Here's your shirt.
Gotta make that train. Got to.
You'll make it. You see, there might happen to be a couple of FBI guys sitting up with the engineer just to make sure you make it.
You get out of here.
No, Terry, I'll never let you go again, ever.
I'll call the conductor. I'll...
Tickets ready, please.
Here's the conductor.
Ticket, please.
Here's my ticket. This man has no ticket, and he doesn't belong in this compartment. He's annoying me.
Now, mister, if you're annoying this lady, you don't belong
just
here.
Just a minute, conductor. Here are my credentials.
This credential? Oh. FBI? Well, well. Has this lady done anything?
What? Yes, she's wanted for, a job in a church.
A church? Well, well. Anything I can do, Mr. Crane?
Yes, as you go out, close the door, please, and lock it.
Yeah, sure. I'd be glad to. You just ring if she gives you any trouble.
If it makes any difference to you, Terry, I didn't shoot him. I could have, but I couldn't.
I know. I was watching. Oh, Jeff.
Sally.
Oh, Jeff. You're still hurt. You were supposed to stay in the hospital. Jeff, I've got to get you a doctor.
I don't need a doctor, Terry. Uh-huh. All I need, all I'll ever need is a good nurse.
Three stars, William Ike, Paul Stewart, and Nina Fosh will return in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, inasmuch as there are three stars on this week's program, I shall have to conduct three interviews. First, a word with Nina Fosh.
A word is about all we'll have time for. I would like to have many more words, or no words at all with you, Nina. You're so attractive and blonde.
Why, Howard?
Any fool could see why. But, Nina, I think you're a real coming star. I like you in Shakespeare's Twelfth Night particularly, and it proves that you can play more than a gangster's mouth.
Well, with that, I'll let you off, Howard. Next case.
Paul Stewart to the mic.
Yes, Your Honor.
You're doubling in brass, aren't you, Paul, playing the Doc and Mr. Roberts on Broadway?
That's right, Howard, and I'm enjoying it immensely.
Well, it's a swell play, and Josh Logan did a fine job on Tom Hagen's book. I've liked you so much in this program that I'm going around to see you again in the show.
Well, thank you, Howard. That's very kind.
Won't forget, and thank you. Now we have a second for the leadoff man, the famous Bill Ice.
Far away, Howard.
Well, all of us fans have been watching you in those 20th Century Fox and Paramount pictures, and we think there was only one thing wrong.
Well, what is that, Howard?
They weren't MGM.
Right. I consider that a compliment.
And so do we. There'll come a day, we're hoping, you're our idea of a good and an entertaining actor.
Thank you, Howard.
And thank you, William Ice, Paul Stewart, and Nina Fosh.
Listening to Public Hero Number One, starring William Ives, Paul Stewart, and Nina Foss. Adapted for radio by Wellborn Kelly. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marx B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz. Ed Stokes speaking.